I'm Rona Tarrant. The president of the US Conference of Catholic Bishops closed the Fall General Assembly yesterday, saying he was hopeful bishops were making progress on tackling child sexual abuse. The meeting opened Monday with a request from Pope Francis to postpone votes on any measures until after February. However, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo said the bishops were on track to achieve goals regarding abuse, including making it easier to report abuse and misconduct by bishops, structures to make bishops accountable, and ensuring plans are independent of bishops and have lay involvement. Officials from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia have agreed to pay uncapped compensation offers for victims of child sexual abuse by clergy as part of a claims process they started Tuesday. The program is the first victim compensation fund initiated since the Pennsylvania grand jury report was released in August. Details of the program were shared by independent claims administrators and an independent oversight committee, who said they've already mailed informational packets to 342 survivors who previously reported credible abuse claims. The death toll in the deadliest wildfires in recent California history has climbed to 59, as authorities released the names of 130 people who are still missing. Many of those unaccounted for are from Paradise in Northern California, which was destroyed by the campfire. About 9,000 firefighters are currently battling wildfires across the state. Hundreds of migrants have reached the U.S.-Mexico border as the main body of a much larger caravan of Central Americans followed behind them through Mexico. A new group of around 350 migrants arrived in the northern city of Tijuana across the border from San Diego. Another 2,000 migrants from the main caravan traveled through the night on buses supplied by a Catholic priest to reach northern Mexico. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.